This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Lantus, Lantus, insulin glargine. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Lantus. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you using Lantus against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about using this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Lantus is used for? Lantus is used to reduce high blood sugar glucose levels in people with diabetes mellitus. Lantus is a modified insulin that is very similar to human insulin. It is a substitute for the insulin produced by the pancreas. Lantus is a long-acting insulin. Your doctor may tell you to use a rapid-acting human insulin or oral diabetes medication in combination with Lantus. Lantus is not addictive. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Lantus has been prescribed for you. Before you use Lantus, when you must not use Lantus, do not use Lantus. If you have an allergy to any medicine containing insulin, any of the ingredients contained in Lantus listed at the end of this leaflet, some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include redness, swelling, rash and itching at the injection site, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. If you are experiencing low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, ahypo. If you have a lot of hypos, discuss appropriate treatment with your doctor. After the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If you use Lantus after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If the product appears cloudy, discolored, or contains particles, or if the injection pen or cartridge or vial appears damaged. If you are not sure whether you should start using this medicine, talk to your doctor. Do not give Lantus to children less than 6 years of age. There is no experience with the use of Lantus in children less than 6 years. Before you start to use Lantus, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: kidney problems, liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Pregnancy may make managing your diabetes more difficult. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol, you do not eat regular meals, you do a lot of exercise, you are ill or feeling unwell. Alcohol, diet, exercise and your general health all affect the control of your diabetes. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start using Lantus. If you develop skin changes at the injection site should be rotated to prevent skin changes such as lumps under the skin. The insulin may not work very well if you inject into a lumpy area. See how to use Lantus. Contact your doctor if you are currently injecting into a lumpy area before you start injecting in a different area. Your doctor may tell you to check your blood sugar more closely and to adjust your insulin or your other anti-diabetic medications dose. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Medicines that may increase the blood sugar lowering effect of Lantus include oral anti-diabetic medicines that are used to treat type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, blood flow, cholesterol and heart medications, medications for pain and inflammation, some antidepressants, sulfonamide antibiotics. Medicines that may reduce the blood sugar lowering effect of Lantus include corticosteroids, glucagon and other hormonal therapies, estrogens, progestogens, oral contraceptives and gynecological medications, fluid and glaucoma medications, tuberculosis and HIV/AIDS treatments, some psychiatric medications, adrenaline, epinephrine and asthma medications such as salbutamol, terbutaline, Certain heart medications, especially beta blockers, may mask the symptoms of hypoglycemia. Your doctor and pharmacist have a full list of medicines with which you must be careful or avoid while using Lantus. Please check with your doctor or pharmacist before starting any new medicines or over-the-counter products. How to use Lantus? Lantus is a clear solution that does not require shaking before use. Your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator will have shown you how to use Lantus. Carefully follow all the directions. Do not dilute Lantus. Do not mix Lantus with any other insulin or solution. Do not inject Lantus into a vein. Lantus is intended for injection under the skin. It can be injected at any time during the day, however, at the same time every day. Any change in this medicine should be made cautiously and only under medical supervision. If you do not understand the instructions, ask your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator for help. How much to use? Your doctor will tell you how much Lantus you need to use each day. Your doctor may increase or decrease the dose, depending on your blood sugar levels. It is very important that you manage your diabetes carefully. Too much or too little insulin can cause serious effects. When to use Lantus? Your doctor will tell you when to use Lantus. Lantus should be used once a day, at the same time every day. How to use Lantus? Always check your Lantus injection pen, cartridge or vial. Do not use Lantus if it is no longer clear and colorless, or if it contains particles. Make sure you are using the correct injection pen, cartridge, or vial. Always check the insulin label on the cartridge, reusable pen, or vial before each injection, to make sure you are using the right insulin. Keep the cartridge, injection pen, or vial at room temperature for 1 or 2 hours before use. Cold insulin is more painful to inject. For Lantus cartridges or injection pens, preparing a dose for injection. Always do a safety test before use. The safety test may highlight a problem with your injection pen. The safety test also removes any air bubbles and helps indicate whether or not a needle is bent or broken. Becton Dickinson BD Microfine Plus needles should be used with injection pens. Reusable pens. Lantus cartridges should only be used with the All-Star, All-Star Pro, Junior Star, or ClickStar reusable pens. Carefully follow the instructions provided with a pen for loading a cartridge, attaching a needle, performing a safety test, and administering the insulin injection. If the reusable injection pen does not work properly, Lantus may be withdrawn from the cartridge into a syringe. Ask your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator for help. Pre-filled disposable pens. Lantus Solistar disposable pens are pre-filled and ready to use. Once all the insulin is used, you cannot replace the cartridge. Carefully follow the instructions provided with the Lantus Solistar pen for attaching a needle, performing a safety test, and administering the insulin injection. Never use an injection pen if it is damaged or you are not sure that it is working properly. Use a new pen. Injecting a dose. Lantus should be injected under the skin, being careful not to inject it into a muscle or vein. Choose a site for injection. Inject Lantus into your thighs, upper arms, or the front of your waist abdomen. Change the place within the area you inject each day. This will reduce the risk of skin shrinking, or thickening, or lumps at the site. See side effects. Do not use the exact same spot for each injection. Do not inject where the skin has pits, is thickened, or has lumps. Do not inject where the skin is tender, bruised, scaly, or hard, or into scars, or damaged skin. 1. With one hand, stabilize the skin by spreading it or pinching up a large area, as recommended by your healthcare professional. 2. Insert the needle into the skin as recommended by your healthcare professional. 3. Inject the full dose of Lantus by pushing the plunger as far as it will go. 4. Slowly count to 10 before removing the needle from the skin. Use a different injection site each injection, so that the same site is not used more often than once a month. This will reduce the chance of local skin reactions developing. After injecting, using the outer needle cap, unscrew the needle and dispose of it safely into a sharps container. Do not share needles, cartridges, or injection devices. Do not reuse needles. Leave the cartridge in the reusable pen until it needs to be replaced. Do not attempt to replace the cartridge in a pre-filled disposable pen. Empty disposable pens must never be reused and must be properly discarded. For Lantus vials, preparing a dose for injection. 1. Wash your hands. 2. Draw air into AU100 insulin syringe equal to the dose of Lantus to be injected. 3. Push the needle through the rubber top of the vial and inject the air into the vial. 4. Leave the needle in the vial. Hold the vial and syringe firmly in one hand, with the vial above the syringe. 5. Make sure the tip of the needle is in the insulin and withdraw the correct dose into the syringe. 6. Before removing the needle from the vial, check the syringe for air bubbles. If bubbles are present, hold the syringe vertically, needle pointed upwards, and tap firmly until the bubbles float to the top. Push the bubbles out with the plunger, and then withdraw the correct dose. Remove the needle from the vial. 7. If you need to put the syringe down, make sure the needle does not touch anything. Injecting a dose. Lantus should be injected under the skin, being careful not to inject it into a muscle or vein. Choose a site for injection. Inject Lantus into the abdomen, thighs, or upper arms. 1. With one hand, stabilize the skin by spreading it or pinching up a large area, as recommended by your healthcare professional. 2. Insert the needle into the skin as recommended by your healthcare professional. 3. Inject the full dose of Lantus by pushing the plunger as far as it will go. 4. Slowly count to 10 before removing the needle from the skin. Use a different injection site each injection, so the same site is not used more often than once a month. This will reduce the chance of local skin reactions developing. After injecting, dispose of your insulin syringes safely into a sharps container. Do not share vials, needles, or syringes. Do not reuse needles. How long to use Lantus? Continue using Lantus for as long as your doctor recommends. Make sure you keep enough Lantus to last over weekends and holidays. If you take too much overdose, hypoglycemia, ahypo. If you accidentally use too much Lantus, your blood sugar level may become too low, hypoglycemia. Immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center 1-3-1-1-2-6. In Australia, 0800 Poison or 0800 764 7666. In New Zealand, if you think that you or anyone else may have used too much Lantus, do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. The risk of hypoglycemia is increased if you accidentally use too much Lantus, have too much or unexpected exercise, delay eating meals or snacks, eat too little food, are ill. The first symptoms of mild to moderate hypoglycemia can come on suddenly. They may include cold sweat, cool pale skin, fatigue, drowsiness, unusual tiredness and weakness, nervousness, anxious feeling, tremor, rapid heartbeat, confusion, difficulty concentrating, excessive hunger, vision changes, headache, nausea. Always carry some sugary food or drink with you. If you experience any of these symptoms of hypoglycemia, you need to raise your blood sugar urgently. You can do this by taking one of the following: 5 to 7 jelly beans, 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, half can of a sugar-containing soft drink, not a diet soft drink, 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Follow up with extra carbohydrates, e.g. plain biscuits, fruit, or milk, when over the initial symptoms. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood sugar level. If not treated quickly, the initial symptoms of hypoglycemia may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, loss of consciousness and seizures. If severe hypoglycemia is not treated, it can cause brain damage and death. Tell your relatives, friends, close workmates, or carers that you have diabetes. It is important that they recognize the signs and symptoms of a hypo. Make sure they know to turn you on your side and get medical help immediately if you lose consciousness. Make sure they know not to give you anything to eat or drink if you are unconscious. This is because you could choke. Provide them with the telephone number for your doctor, the Poisons Information Center 1-3-1-1-2-6. In Australia, 0800 Poison or 0800 764 7666. In New Zealand and emergency services, an injection of the hormone glucagon may speed up recovery from unconsciousness. This can be given by a relative, friend, workmate, or carer who knows how to give it. If glucagon is used, have some sugary food or drink as soon as you are conscious again. If you do not feel better after this, contact your doctor, diabetes educator, or the closest hospital. If you do not respond to glucagon treatment, you will have to be treated in a hospital. See your doctor. If you keep having hypos, or if you have ever become unconscious after using Lantus, your dose of Lantus or other medicines may need to be changed. If you miss a dose, hyperglycemia. If you forget to take your insulin dose, test your blood sugar level as soon as possible. Lantus is a long-acting insulin that works for 24 hours and should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss taking your dose at the regular scheduled time, your blood sugar levels may become high hyperglycemia. However, taking a dose of Lantus at another time may increase your risk of having a hypo. You should therefore plan in advance with your doctor or healthcare professional so that you know what to do in case you miss a dose. If you have missed a dose and are not sure what you should do, contact your doctor or healthcare professional for specific advice. Do not use a double dose of your insulin. If you double a dose, this may cause low blood sugar levels. The risk of hyperglycemia is increased if you miss doses of Lantus or other insulin, or use less Lantus than you need. Have uncontrolled diabetes. Exercise less than usual. Eat more carbohydrates than usual. Are ill or stressed. Take certain other medications. High blood sugar levels over a period of time can lead to too much acid in the blood, diabetic ketoacidosis. Contact your doctor immediately if your blood sugar level is very high or you experience any of the following symptoms. Symptoms of mild to moderate hyperglycemia include drowsy feeling, flushed face, thirst, loss of appetite, fruity odor on the breath, blurred vision, passing larger amounts of urine than usual, getting up at night more often than usual to pass urine, high levels of glucose and acetone in the urine. Symptoms of severe hyperglycemia include heavy breathing, fast pulse, nausea, vomiting, dehydration, loss of consciousness. Severe hyperglycemia can lead to unconsciousness and, in extreme cases, death if untreated. Discuss any worries you may have about this with your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator. While you are using Lantus, things you must do: measure your blood sugar level regularly. This is the best way to tell if your diabetes is being controlled properly. Your doctor or diabetes educator will show you how and when to do this. It is important to keep using Lantus, even if you feel well. Lantus helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Tell your doctor if you often have hypoglycemia, or if you have ever become unconscious after using Lantus. Your doctor may need to adjust your dose of Lantus, or of other medicines you are taking. Always carry some sugary food or drink with you. If you experience any of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, immediately eat some sugary food or have a drink, e.g. jelly beans, sugar, honey, sugar-containing soft drink, glucose tablets. Diet and low-calorie soft drinks do not contain sugar and are unsuitable to take for hypoglycemia. Make sure that you tell every doctor, dentist, pharmacist, or other healthcare professional who is treating you that you have diabetes and are using Lantus. Tell your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator if you are traveling. Ask your doctor for a letter explaining why you are taking injecting pens and needles with you. Each country you visit will need to see this letter, so you should take several copies. You may need to inject Lantus and eat your meals at different times because of time differences in and between countries. If you are traveling, it is a good idea to wear some form of identification showing you have diabetes. Carry some form of sugar to treat hypoglycemia if it occurs, e.g. sugar sachets or jelly beans. Carry emergency food rations in case of a delay, e.g. dried fruit, biscuits, or muesli bars. Keep Lantus readily available. Take enough Lantus for your expected needs whilst traveling. You may not be able to get Lantus in the country you are visiting. Your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator can provide you with some helpful information. Tell your doctor if you are having trouble or difficulty with your eyesight. Visit your doctor for regular checks of your eyes, feet, kidneys, heart, circulation, blood, and blood pressure. Carefully follow your doctor's and or dietitian's advice on diet, drinking alcohol, and exercise. Things you must not do. Do not stop using Lantus unless your doctor tells you to. Do not skip meals while using Lantus. Do not use Lantus if you think it has been frozen or exposed to excessive heat temperatures above 30 degrees Celsius. Do not reuse empty cartridges. Do not give Lantus to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Lantus affects you. Be careful not to let your blood sugar levels fall too low. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may mask the symptoms of hypoglycemia. Tell your doctor if you are ill. Illness, especially with nausea and vomiting, may cause your insulin needs to change. Even if you are not eating, you still require insulin. You and your doctor should design an insulin plan for those times when you are sick. If you become sick with a cold or flu, it is very important to continue using Lantus, even if you feel unable to eat your normal meal. If you have trouble eating solid foods, use sugar-sweetened drinks as a carbohydrate substitute, or eat small amounts of bland food. Your diabetes educator or dietitian can give you a list of foods to use for sick days. Tell your doctor if you are exercising more than usual. Exercise may lower your need for Lantus. Exercise may also speed up the effect of a dose of Lantus, especially if the exercise involves the area of the injection site, e.g. the thighs should not be used for injection prior to jogging or running. Tell your doctor if your diet changes. Changes in diet may cause your insulin needs to change. Side effects. Tell your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Lantus. Lantus helps most people with diabetes, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator to answer any questions you may have. The most common side effect when using insulin is low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, ahypo. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you. Hypoglycemia mild to moderate. Redness, swelling, or itching at the injection site. Usually these symptoms disappear within a few weeks during continued use. A depression or thickening of the skin around the injection site, lipodystrophy. This can often occur if you inject too often at the same injection site. The above list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. They are usually mild and short-lived. Skin changes at the injection site. If you inject insulin too often at the same place, the fatty tissue may either shrink lipotrophy or thicken lipohypertrophy. Lumps under the skin may also be caused by buildup of a protein called amyloid localized cutaneous amyloidosis. The insulin may not work very well if you inject into a lumpy area. Change the injection site with each injection to help prevent these skin changes. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. More severe symptoms of hypoglycemia, including disorientation, seizures, fits, or convulsions, loss of consciousness, signs of a serious allergic reaction, including skin rashes over a large part of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, fast pulse, sweating. The above list includes some very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. Tell your doctor if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After using Lantus, storage. All medicines should be kept where children cannot reach them. Cartridges. Keep unopened cartridges of Lantus in a refrigerator where the temperature is between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not allow it to freeze. Discard if frozen. When the cartridge has been inserted into the injection pen, the cartridge pen combination should not be put in the refrigerator and should be kept below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not leave it near heat or in direct light. Discard the cartridge within 28 days of first use. Cartridges that are first carried as a spare for a while must also be discarded 28 days after being removed from the refrigerator. Pre-filled disposable pens. Before use, keep unopened Lantus pre-filled pens in a refrigerator where the temperature is between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not allow it to freeze. Discard if frozen. Before first use, store the pre-filled pen at room temperature for 1 to 2 hours. Once in use, the pre-filled pen should not be put in the refrigerator, and it should be kept below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not leave it near heat or in direct light. Discard the pre-filled pen within 28 days of first use. Pre-filled pens that are first carried as a spare for a while must also be discarded 28 days after being removed from the refrigerator. Vials. Keep unopened Lantus vials in a refrigerator, where the temperature is between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not allow it to freeze. Discard if frozen. Once opened, the vial should be refrigerated between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, but may be kept unrefrigerated for up to 28 days, as long as it is kept below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not leave it near heat or in direct light. Discard the vial within 28 days of first use. Vials that are first carried as a spare for a while must also be discarded 28 days after being removed from the refrigerator. Disposal. Dispose of your insulin syringes, needles and disposable injection devices safely into a Sharps container. If your doctor tells you to stop using Lantus or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Lantus is a clear, colorless solution available in 3 ml cartridges and 10 ml vials. Lantus Solistar is a pre-filled disposable pen containing a 3 ml cartridge of Lantus. Ingredients. Active ingredient. Insulin glargine 100 international units per milliliter. Inactive ingredients. Metacrosol. Glycerol. Zinc chloride. Polysorbate 20 10 ml vial only. Hydrochloric acid. Sodium hydroxide. Water for injections. Supplier. Lantus is supplied in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Free call number 1-800-818-806. Lantus is supplied in New Zealand by Sanofi Aventis New Zealand Ltd. Level 8, 56 Cawley Street, Ellerslie, Auckland. Free call number 0800-283-684. Registered trademark. Lantus Solistar 3 ml injector pen Ostar 128468. Lantus 3 ml cartridge Ostar 77737. Lantus 10 ml vial Ostar 122335. This leaflet was prepared in December 2nd, 020. Further information. You can get more information about diabetes and insulin from Diabetes Australia. Free call helpline 1-300-136-588. www.diabetesaustralia.com.au. Diabetes NZ. Free call helpline 0800-369-636. www.diabetes.org.nz. Lantus CCDS V20 MIV 20-08 DEC 20.